careful, Lord. We desire you, O Lord. We desire you, we want you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, 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 wonderful Number 5 in the white book. Let's sing it together. Number 5. Praise the Lord.
Spirit.
Jesus, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, you're wonderful, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know.
There's a work that I can do. Lord, I pray that you would help me to find that place that you would have for me. Help me to fill that place, Lord, that you have called me to. Help me not to shrink back from the call or from the responsibility that you've given, Lord, but help me to fulfill in the will of God. Help me to do your will. Lord, make me willing, if I'm not, to do your will. And Lord, enable me to do your will. Yes. Jesus, Jesus, we need help from you. I need help from you. And we all do, Lord. We all do. Surely there's a work that every one of us, that you've chosen us for and put us to do. And Lord, we pray that we would find the will of God, that we wouldn't be ignorant, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Lord, what it is that's right before us today, that's your will right now. And dear Lord, have your way. And teach us, Lord. Teach us how to abandon ourselves to the will of God. Teach us how to yield the members of our body to doing the will of God. Dear Lord, teach us how to abandon ourselves if you prompt us to testify or to sing or to pray or whatever it might be, Lord. Dear Lord, just help us to give ourselves. Lord, although it might seem small, Lord Jesus, there isn't a small with you. Little is much. Lord, when you're in it, when it's of you, when it's your will for us, we pray, Lord, that you will just lead and direct and guide us, and even in this meeting. Lord, you have a plan, a will, a purpose over us, a long-term and short-term. And right now, this night, Lord, in this meeting, Lord, we pray that you will have your way. Have your way, oh, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, we'll be a witness if you'll help our weakness. Lord Jesus, you're all in all to us. And we pray, Lord, tonight, Lord, have your way. Glorify your name. Lord, that when we leave after the meeting is over, that we'll feel in our hearts, if we don't articulate it with our lips, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. It was good to be in the presence of God. I'm glad I came. I'm glad I opened my heart because Jesus, he did something for me. Oh, Lord, may that be the experience of everyone here. Let not one thing fail of what you have ordained. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Now I hope Brother Frank is behind me. I haven't looked yet. Is he? Oh, good. Where do you find that verse in the Psalms that says, walk around Zion, tell of her bulwarks? Anybody know? Ha-ha. It doesn't usually happen. He's usually in the congregation at home in church. And if I get stuck, if I don't know where it's found, he's usually pretty good at finding it or helping me out. But it's in the Psalms, Frank, right? I'm sure of that. And I think we had mentioned it earlier sometime in the last week. I think we had mentioned that verse where the psalmist talks about walking around Zion City, telling what God has done, telling of the things that he's wrought, telling of his victories, telling of his mercy, telling of his love, of his grace, of that battle, of that victory that's been won. It's good to hear. It's good. When Brother Gavin asked at the end of his testimony, he said, it's good to give a testimony. Now, I don't know who it was, but there were at least a half dozen of you that said, yes, amen. Whoever you are, once you live up to the expectation, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. And, as Sister Nora said when she was here, just so many things. I don't know what to think about. I don't know what to say. There's just so many things that he's done and so many things that I could testify about. And so I guess she was implying the reason why she didn't get up or doesn't get up is because I don't know what to say. Well, as my Uncle Gordon would say, if you had to say something, what would you say? If you had to. If there was something that you had to give thanks to the Lord for, what would that be? What would you walk around and tell of what God has done? Now, we don't have a lengthy period of time, perhaps, but it's encouraging to hear. And I knew that about Alyssa. I had heard that before. And Shelley had mentioned something about when Daniel was born and he was in the hospital and there was nothing wrong with him either, or at least it was found there was nothing wrong. There was maybe something, but the Lord's just the same today. And there are those that today experience that. I hear people tell me, well, the Lord doesn't heal anybody today. That's not true. He heals people all the time. I mean, I just saw Monica, and I remember the night she stood there in the front of the altar, and she had a gimpy foot, and by the time she got home, it wasn't gimpy anymore, and I think that night you called me or texted and said, it's gone. Well, of course it's gone. Not of course it's gone. I wish everyone that we prayed for got healed. But Jesus heals today. Jesus saves today. He takes people from sin. He saves them. And thank God that he does. And you don't have to go all the way back into the ancient history or the pages of Scripture, as Brother Gavin said, to find out that the power of God is just the same today. And that's partly why I wanted Sister Irene and Sister Monica to give their testimonies, because we don't have to. Now, thank God for what we have in the books and in the libraries and in the annals and back when we dust them off and go... I was looking at a book this afternoon in there. There's a good, long, big story about Father Taylor. Anybody want to read about Father Taylor? Me neither. I don't know who he was, and I don't really care who Father Taylor was. But I'm sure the Lord did wonderful things for Father Taylor. He's got a book, a whole book about it. And maybe I should read it, and maybe there'd be blessing in it. But I would rather hear your testimony. I would rather hear what Jesus did for you last week than what he did for Father Taylor in 1847. I'd rather hear what Jesus Christ has done today and is doing today. And if you don't think he's doing anything, you're missing out somehow or other, because he is.
And sometimes we're really at fault. And I wonder if the Lord were here and he would say, now, where are the other nine? Where did they go? Weren't there 10 that were cleansed? Well, where did they all go? I don't know where they went. They're probably playing ball, or they're, you know, running around somewhere, or celebrating at the ice cream store. I don't know where they are, but they're not here giving thanks. And the Lord seemed to, did he not? Did he seem to want them to return thanks? It doesn't say there that he put the leprosy back on them. He didn't do that. But he was really expecting, and he was really deserving of a thanksgiving, of a testimony, of a praise. And so I'm not looking for 9 more testimonies. I frankly am not looking for any more testimonies if you don't have any to give. But just maybe you should. Now, that's encouraging for me to hear. It's encouraging for me to hear that there's a staff member that's following the footsteps of Fanny Crosby. Now, Fanny Crosby was great, and I love the books that were written about her. And if my intellect could catch up to Sister Edith's writing, I could understand what she wrote. And it's good to read those books, and it's good to know those experiences. But I'm glad Fanny Crosby isn't the only one that's singing her story all day long. I'm glad that there's somebody in 2015 that's doing the same thing. And I heard about it tonight. And of all people, it's a kid. I'm sorry. It's a young woman. It's just a young woman. But I was going to say it's a miracle. Isn't it a miracle that he gave me a song in my heart and he run around singing it all day long? Well, what a wonderful thing that is. And so, Brother Gavin, thank you. Because it's a blessing to hear what God has done. And thank you. It's a blessing to hear what God has done. But, you know, who cares that I thank you for testifying? I think the Lord's pleased, is he not? And maybe his heart is made glad when he hears you, one of those 9 or others that were cleansed and saved or healed. And sometimes we get an idea, well, my testimony is kind of, it's not that great. You know, the only thing, somebody actually said this, I mean, if you can believe it. The only thing that I can testify, the only thing that I can think of, it's really not that great. The only thing I can come up with is that he saved me from my sin. Yeah, poor you. I mean, terrible. Go find another testimony. Like, I passed the test at school. That's a lot better. Well, that might be good, too, and that might be your testimony, because maybe you thought you flunked and should have. If you didn't study, you probably should have, and I don't know, the Lord will bail you out on those things, even though miracles happen. I don't know if he's interested in those kind. But, you know, even if you study, and if you study hard, I tell you, he can pull you through. That's what our Jesus is all about. He's practical. He's a present help in the time of trouble. And when we call upon him, he answers us and shows us great and mighty things that we don't know about. Now, you know, I mean, this is what the Bible says. And if it's not true, then I'm in the wrong camp and in the wrong time and in the wrong place and certainly in the wrong profession. But if it's really true, then we can walk around Zion tonight. And we can tell of her bulwarks and tell what the Lord has done. Now, I'm going to sit down, and not everybody should jump up at once, but if you'd like to, if you've got something to share with us, Lord, make me a blessing. Use me. So does he want to use you? Does he want to help us through you? If so, then feel free and come. Let's share what God has done.